Listening Library presents Olive and the Backstage Ghost by Michelle Schusterman. Read for you by Cassandra Morris. For Edgar, you poor troubled soul. Chapter 1. Its Stubborn Heart. Olive Preece thought of her city as a massive beast, and the theater district was its heart. Not a pretty heart you might doodle in a notebook, all curvy and neatly joined up at a point. More like the heart of a kraken, a raw mess of arteries and ventricles and veins clustered in the center, pumping tons of frenetic black energy through the monster. So Olive didn't draw neat, pretty hearts. She preferred them big and messy, kraken hearts. One side might be bigger than the other, or the ends might cross with a violent slash. Sometimes her hearts looked like a hastily scrawled letter B, or a lopsided 3 with a tail. Olive used to attempt to be neat, but occasionally she practiced deliberate carelessness. Yet another imperfection for her mother to pick at. She was doodling hearts on her music folder in the car one morning as her mother drove them to the city's art center. These hearts were more wibbly-wobbly than usual, thanks to Olive's trembling hand. When the car made a sharp turn, the resulting heart looked more like a sloppy treble clef. Olive tucked her pencil back in the folder with a sigh. Casting a furtive glance at Mrs. Preece, she rolled her window down a tiny bit and inhaled deeply. Olive liked how the city smelled, because it smelled like everything good and bad. Fried foods, cheap cologne, trash left out a day too long.